Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland. At a 8:15, the United States has launched airstrikes in support of Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State militants. Meanwhile, in Paris, 30 countries have been represented at a meeting which was intended to further and strengthen and deepen the coalition which is being built to fight the Islamic militants in both Syria, obviously, and Iraq. But there are problems emerging with that coalition or alliance, or whatever way you want to call it. For more on this, we're joined by Fawaz Gurgis, Professor of Middle East Relations at the London School of Economics. Thanks for taking the call. I suppose the obvious problem to begin with is the fact the people who weren't there.
Absolutely. Iran was not there. The Syrian government was not there. The Iraqi leadership was very upset that Iran was not present, because Iran and Iraq have very, very special relationship. Iran has played a key role in trying to help the Iraqi government take on the so-called Islamic State. Iran is the most powerful country in Syria, waging a war against the armed opposition groups, including the so-called Islamic State. Russia has made it very clear, the Russian foreign minister, that the United States does not have any kind of mandate to carry out attacks inside Syria unless it coordinates with the Syrian government. The sectarian divide between Sunni-dominated Saudi Arabia and Shia-dominated Iran overshadows the so-called this important regional and international coalition. There are major problems.
So the Iranians weren't there, and without their involvement, any alliance is going to be seriously weakened. They didn't even mention Syria one way or another because they couldn't agree on what to do there. And they're not sanctioning or approving what the Americans are doing while they talk. So is it possible to look on the positive side of what progress they're making, if any?
Absolutely. I think we should. I think the cup is more than half full. You have a large number of states, both regional and international, that are committed to taking the fight to the Islamic State. Many regional powers are involved and have committed themselves to helping the Americans and the Europeans. Even though Iran was not there, Iran is on the same page with the United States. My take on it is that the Americans would have liked Iran to be present, but of course that would have been costly in terms of convincing the Sunni Arab states like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to attend as well. The Americans are talking to the Iranians. This is now, it's an open secret. I think everyone knows, including the Saudis and the Iranians, that the so-called Islamic State represents a serious threat to regional security and their own national security. So there is a convergence of interests among the regional powers, and the United States will basically indirectly coordinate with the Iranians in order to basically make this particular operation against the ISIS or the so-called Islamic State works well.
And yet, how do you view the slow process, inevitably, of alliance building, because there are so many different interests from Russia to Iran who weren't there, the Saudis and so on, while the action is happening? The Americans are bombing from the air already. Can those two processes work and succeed or make any progress while there's this disconnect?
No, I don't think so. I think, for your own listeners, diplomacy by itself is a very slow process. It's a complex process. Building a complex, broadly based coalition takes time, efforts, investment. It's a testament to Barack Obama, in contrast to his predecessor, George W. Bush. He does not want this operation to be an American or a European led. He is very conscious of the need for multilateral diplomacy. He's been attacked in the United States for the lack of leadership. On the contrary, this man understands that Middle Eastern politics are very complex, that sectarianism is poisoning the veins of Middle Eastern politics, that the United States should work with allies, both Middle Eastern and Europeans. And I think, ultimately, this particular coalition would be much more effective than an American-led operation or a Western-led operation, even though there are major differences, even though this is the reality. But Barack Obama realizes that for this particular fight to be effective, to be seen as legitimate, to be seen not just as an American or a Western operation, he has to really work with allies and basically nudge his allies and invest with such a coalition. So all in all, I would say it's a plus rather than really a liability.
Professor Gurgis, thank you very much for talking to us.